Oh my gosh, Roy's back, Speedy is back, and it's International Women's Day. What more could you want? Let's talk about some Arrow.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's red. We have to do the...
Oh, the shoulder thing. Yeah.
I can't do it. Girls.
Woo! I love it.
I love it.
It's so appropriate.
I feel like that song is just the best.
It's so appropriate and
I feel like we should have the video up too because it's just so good. Anyway, guys, welcome to Arrow After Show. It's season six, episode 16. Doppelganger. This episode was crazy. I loved every part of it. But before we get into that, I'm Olivia Di Bortoli. I'm your host. You guys are my co-host, as well as this lovely lady right here.
Hi, guys. Linda Antwi. So excited to jump into this doppelganger episode. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really
good. Go Speedy. Go Speedy. It's your birthday.
We're going to talk about some fun things on the show today. We are going to have a special shout-out for Women's Day. I am wearing my Wonder Woman shirt.
Love
so for the day. So yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about so many fun things. Obviously we're going to talk about Roy and Thea. What else?
Some fan theories, you know, according to ScreenRant.com, we might be talking about Green Arrow and Dinah, and who knows?
Yeah.
You got to stay tuned.
Oh my gosh, I don't like it. But let's get back into it. Let's get right into it. You guys, I have you up on the chat. Hello to all of the people watching. It's just the two of us tonight, so we're going to talk to you a lot tonight. You're going to be our co-host of the day. Hi, Jamie. Hi, Ivan. I see you guys in the chat.
Hi,
Drew. Ivan, you're going to be nice to us tonight.
Yep.
Hi,
Billie Jean girl.
Hey girl. So welcome, and you know, just join in the chat with us.
Ivan says talk about Roy and Thea right away.
I know. We can't. We have to save the good stuff.
We have an order, Ivan.
No, but we will be talking about it. Trust me. We will be talking about it. It's my favorite.
Yes.
Before we get into it, let's just start off with the beginning of the show.
Okay.
It started off well. You know, the case was dismissed. I feel like Arrow sometimes starts with some good news, but the bad news comes right into it. It changed real fast.
It changed real fast, as it always does.
Yes. When they talk about the case getting dismissed, I was like, wow, look, it's Arrow.
I mean, when she was like, it was all fruit from the same poisonous tree, I was like, oh, wow, he's finally getting a break. Like, maybe something great's going to happen. But no.
Nope. Alas. So let's talk about Laurel Lance.
Okay.
Earth 2 Laurel Lance. She's back. I thought she came in, you know, she put on a good show for the reporters. She put on a good show for Ollie. She had the tears, and then she had, you pointed out, the evil face that she gave when she hugged her dad.
Yeah.
She, like, hugged him and then had this, like, evil smirk in her eye.
Yeah, I was actually disgusted. So, last episode that we watched, guys, remember when she was, like, she came up to that trucker and she was like, oh, I'm Laurel Lance. I was like, what is going on, right? And then she kept up the show. She was like, this is my way to save myself, basically, is to pretend that I'm Laurel Lance. And I don't know if Quentin actually got through to her a little bit. Or if Quentin planted that seed, like, this is how I can get away with it. Do you know what I mean?
But,
and so,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and so when she showed up at the police station and she was acting all innocent and Laurel-like, I was like, okay, wait, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
But then when I saw her face, I was like, oh, this chick.
Yeah.
I used a different word, but I was like, this chick.
Something is going on with this girl, and I don't know what it is. We come to find out that she wants protection. She goes to Ollie, and she's like, look, I want to be protected. I don't, you know, Dinah's coming after me, and these are the reasons why I'm going to play this Laurel Lance card. So,
and not just that, she's like, you guys are going to protect me so that I don't out you as the Green Arrow.
So it was kind of a
blackmail.
It was blackmail. Yeah. So it was definitely, you know, the Earth 2 Laurel Lance as we know her. But Matt Shamlu says, calling it now, Nora will die a season finale, saving Team Arrow, redemption complete.
And Ryan Craig, I totally agree with you. Black Siren is a complete opportunist, and she just does whatever it takes for her to survive.
Right. So we go on through the episode with her and we find out that she is, she gets brought in by Diaz, by the fake cops and all the corrupt cops. We'll get to the corrupt cops later, but she gets brought in by the corrupt cops to Diaz's lair, and he is, and she also plays his card too.
Yeah, like I wrote down, she's playing this double agent thing really well. Like I'm not sure whether she's trying to be good, or she's trying to be bad, or what's going on. But she's definitely double aging it for each side, which is, you know, back to this point, being an opportunist, she's going to do whatever it takes to survive and save herself.
Right.
And I don't believe her that the money has just disappeared.
No, the money, they have the money back. Diaz and Anatoly have the money. They, I guess, found it and took it back. So I guess she said that
they got it.
They got it back somehow. But yeah, so at that point I was like, man, she comes back and she tells Ollie, like, you know, this is where Roy is going to be. We'll get to Roy. This is where Roy is going to be. And I was like, wow, she actually is, you know, turning a new leaf. But then the text at the end.
And then she got the text. Good job.
Good job, you guys. So what do we think in the chat? Do we think that she is she's going to have redemption? Is she going to just be this evil person? What's going to happen with her?
Ivan, do you really think she's a triple agent? I mean, she's doing the good and the bad. What would the third thing be, Ivan?
I don't know. War Hero 99 says she better do right to her father. It's true. Like, Quentin, through this whole thing, has been, like, her rock, mm-hmm. you know? And he, like, I just love his character. I love everything about Quentin. And I mean, sometimes I feel like he's a little dumb, and he just, like, cares about her too much, maybe. Yep. I don't know. But I really like him as a person. And I hope she doesn't break his heart.
She's going to, but, you know.
You think so? You don't think she's going to get redeemed?
No, I don't. I don't think she's going to redeem herself.
Oh, my gosh. I think she's going to get redeemed. We'll see.
What I did like as well was we had a little bit of a break from new Team Arrow.
Yes.
And we got to just see just two of them individually.
Yeah.
And it was okay. Like, they were normal.
Yeah.
They're being almost back to their normal selves.
That was my next point was Dinah. She was being civil this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
In my book, she gained a few points back.
I agree. Because she was willing to be civil and work with them for the greater good, right?
Yeah. She, you know, she was finally, you know, talking to Quentin and working with him and, like, being cool with him. What do you guys think? Did the new Team Arrow win a couple points back, in your opinion?
Ivan is killing me. Ivan, I hate that we saw the new recruits. It made me sick.
Well, look, I thought it was a good moment between Mr. Terrific and Zoe, mm-hmm. too. You know, he had to explain what happened to her dad.
Sea Dog. I loved it.
Sea Dog, yeah. And it's like, you know, they're people, too. They made mistakes last week.
Yep. They made mistakes many weeks.
They made mistakes ever since they started.
Yeah.
No. But I feel like this episode, they had a redemption. And, you know, I kind of felt for her this episode. I was like, okay, she's taking the right steps towards being cool.
And I felt like I hadn't seen it before where I can see how the team would get back together.
Yeah.
But this is like baby steps to maybe possibly seeing them get back together, which I wasn't able to see before.
Although, did you see that point when Oliver was like super rude to her?
Yeah.
She was finally turning a page to be this, you know, like trying to help. And she's like, okay, you know, she's like, I'm going to suit up. And then he's like, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
You don't trust me. We're not going to do this.
And yeah, I was like, I'd rather be short a man in the field than have you. Whoa, okay.
I was like, dang, Ollie, okay.
That's,
I mean,
the Oliver we know.
It's true. I guess he has a point.
Yeah.
You know, he shouldn't be trusting anybody from that team. But, I mean, she was kind of like waving the white flag a little bit.
Willing to work with them, right?
So yeah.
Being civil, at least.
Do you still think they're not going to work back? They're not going to get back together and work it out?
Well, I'm going to save that because I have some thoughts about all of that.
Okay.
But maybe it might happen.
War Hero says Oliver was right. And so does Jamie. Oh, and so does Ryan. Okay, so we have like a consensus of everybody agreeing with Oliver. I mean, I definitely agree with him. It's just, it was a little bit of a burn. I felt a little bit of a sting, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, let's move on to the juice.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's talk about Roy Harper.
Roy Harper is back.
So he comes back into the scene by saying that they have a new witness, and they drop his name, which everybody knew was going to happen because we got the teaser. And they say that he is a new witness in the case, which I didn't believe for a second that he would give up, Ollie. Did you?
Not at all. Not for 1 minute.
So we go to, we see that he is being held hostage, mm-hmm. And he's being tortured. And Ollie and and Diggle say that they need to go save him.
Yeah, and what I wanted to bring in on that, too, is that was all part of the bigger picture, right, with the corrupt SCPD police force and Diaz. And Diaz basically controlling the majority of the police force, right? So I think that it's like all the pieces of the puzzle are kind of coming together where you see, like, they bring back Roy, and Roy would never turn on Oliver ever. But then Diaz as the big bad, he has his foot in everything.
Exactly.
His hand in everything.
Yeah, and we find out that Roy was kidnapped by Diaz, which is horrifying. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, Jamie, Roy was the best part of the episode. I agree. He just seeing him back, I just loved him since the beginning.
Yeah.
I just thought he was great. Speaking of Roy, I don't know if we can pull it up right now. I made a little compilation of all of his fight scenes that he has had since, you know, the beginning. And
let's
he was just
it.
One of my favorite characters. So let's jump into it.
Yeah.
Hand-on-hand combat. It's so good. He's so good. He's so good.
I love seeing him in the red and then seeing Thea today in his same hood and him mentioning her. Yeah.
Look how good he was. Slash is.
Some crazy good fight scenes, though. It's like totally taking me back.
Yeah. Aw. Old Laurel. Oh, this was the big fight scene at the end. At the end of, I think it was a season finale. Where he just like kicked everybody's butt. And Roy.
Welcome back, Roy.
Welcome back, Roy. He said it's like riding a bicycle.
Because it really is.
And that's exactly what Thea said when she put on the hood tonight with Oliver. She put on her hood and she was like, it's like riding a bicycle.
I love where she's like, where are you guys keeping my suit? Like, where is it?
Yeah.
There's no question I'm coming back.
So Roy was just so great in this episode. I hear that he's only back for just a couple episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going to happen with him, but I just miss his fight scenes. I just miss him and Laurel and Thea together.
But I thought that we called it last weekend, and Oliver alluded to it when he sat down and said, hey, it's time to have like a big brother, little sister talk.
Yeah.
And he basically said, you know, wherever Roy goes, you should go with him.
Yeah.
And we talked about that actually a few times this season on our after show where, you know, we think that Thea's character is probably going to leave the show, and she's probably going to leave with Roy.
Yeah.
So that was one of her predictions, so we'll see what happens.
I mean, that's definitely a thing. Speaking of Thea, let's get into Thea. Like we said, she suited up this episode, which is something that I've been waiting for since the beginning of time.
Yes.
She has been, since I've started watching Arrow, she's been my favorite character. I've loved her since the beginning. And she finally put it back on. It's like riding a bike.
And it was on International Women's Day. Yeah. So appropriate.
So we see that she definitely still has it. She in one of the scenes, when they first tried to get Roy out of the hotel room, she was going to get herself killed, which is not so smart. And Oliver pulled her out last minute, which caused some strife between brother and sister.
Right.
Which is when they had the conversation, you know, like, maybe you should leave with him, you know, maybe you should not stay because you seem unhappy.
Yeah, I mean, she talked about how her life has not been the same between the bloodlust, yeah. Malcolm, the coma. She feels like ever since Roy left that her life has fallen apart.
Right.
And so I can see when she sees him and she just feels love for him. She yeah. wants to save him. So I get that was a thing for her.
Yeah.
So.
And then her and Oliver, they got it together and they finally were able to get Roy out. Which I don't know if it was a setup by Laurel or if it wasn't a setup by Laurel or what happened there. But Thea was able to drive away in the bus with Roy and then they were together in the end. So I don't know what's going to happen with them. What do you guys think? Do you think they're going to leave together? Black and red. You guys in the chat are so funny. Thea and Roy forever. Thea needs Roy. It's so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of them too, I have another video. This is one of the first scenes of them two together. They, I think it was like season two or one. I don't remember which one, but it was like one of the first times that he came to her aid, and I thought it was really cute. So let's jump into it.
Stalker much?
You didn't show up for the job I got you.
Yeah, I had second thoughts about parking your brother's Bentley.
What, being a valet is beneath you?
No, but accepting charity from some rich girl is.
Why are you so obsessed with the fact that I have money?
Oh, snap.
You know, money isn't everything.
Spoken like someone who's got it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to get back to my life of crime.
It was a love-hate relationship.
Yeah,
at first.
He's looking at her though, like, I like you, though.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. I don't know if you guys remember this. Let us know in the chat if you remember this scene. This was one of my favorites.
Yo, can you help me out? I think I'm lost. Where's downtown at?
I don't know.
Maybe you can give us some directions. Better yet, some fun.
And it was love.
And that was the beginning.
That was the beginning of
the love story.
Someone said that was season one, Olivia. Yeah, okay. See, it was the beginning of their love. They hated each other a little bit. It was like a strife thing.
It was like a fine line between love, hate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was one of my favorite scenes. And I feel like maybe they are. I don't want her to leave. I don't want him to leave the show. I feel like it's headed in that direction, and if they did leave together, I would be okay with it. I would have closure.
Yeah, I think that from what we've been reading, what we've heard, we know that he's not staying,
yeah.
So we know he's going. And with Thea, with all her limited scenes and finally putting back on her suit, I think that it's quite a possibility.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I would have closure if they left together, because they could always come back, because they always do.
They can always just pop in here and there.
Okay,
so let's move on. Let's move on to Diaz and Anatoly working together. Diaz being the big bad.
I'm having a hard time buying him as the big bad. I don't know why, but
same.
It's just something like with all the other big bads we've had. Something about him was like, really, you're it? I keep feeling like there's something behind him.
I mean, there is. I don't know. Some people are liking him as the big bad. I did buy it a little bit more with that fight scene. The blue. I thought it was superbly well shot.
Mm-hmm.
The blue fight scene with them, with him training the new
the
guy and
fighting.
Like building his team or whatever.
His family.
Building his family exactly. Mm-hmm. That for me, I feel like was the first time really seeing him like hand to hand combat, which is what he's known for, what he's good at, and I was like kind of impressed. So it kind of built that back up for me that he was the big bad. But you know, we'll see. I don't know if we'll buy it.
Just a fan fave says I like Diaz. I get it. Like I get the bad boy routine. I'm just having a hard time as like the season's big bad.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I totally get it.
Jamie says, when did Anatoly get kicked out of the Brafa? Exactly. So Anatoly being the sideman to Diaz was weird for me because, you know, in the flashbacks, Anatoly was always the head of
everything.
And now he's just this like minion to Diaz, and it's very confusing to me.
Yeah. But he did say that it's not about the power, it's about the money, right?
Right?
So at the end of the day, it's about money for him. And I hope I can find it. I wrote down something that I thought was super funny that he said. He said, "I'm not sentimental. I'm Russian."
Yeah, Anatoly.
That is so Anatoly.
It's so funny. I really like Anatoly, and I'm sad for him. I'm thinking, you know, he got kicked out of the Bratva, so maybe that's why he just like he feels like he has no purpose.
Yeah,
and he's just trying to like stay in the game by working with Diaz.
I think he's just trying to get more money. That's right. The millions of dollars he wants his share and
I don't
go
know.
From there.
It makes
he's
me
a
sad.
Criminal, right?
So yeah, we find out that Diaz and Anatoly, well, mostly Diaz, kind of set up the whole thing with Laurel and setting up to get Roy back. And did he set up to get Anatoly caught by, you know, by Ollie too? Like how much did Diaz set this up?
It's possible.
You know?
It's all possible. I want to jump into what Black Magic 99 said.
Right.
He said he got kicked out because of Oliver shamed him, which is true.
That is true.
That's why he wants revenge on Oliver, and that's part of the reason why I think he's teaming up with Diaz so that they can take Oliver down.
Yeah.
Good point.
Ivan says, Anatoly is just some henchman. He's working for Dragon. He's nothing now. I know he's nothing because obviously he's like just a henchman, but it's just sad because he was the big bad. He was the big guy back in the day.
Yeah.
And now he's nothing. Yeah. I do want to throw out, did you guys catch the new arrow that Ollie has? It was like a firework arrow. Mm-hmm. He like shot it into the sky and it was like super distracting. And I thought it was real cute and I liked it. I don't know if a firework arrow is cute. Okay. But it was awesome.
It was. I thought it was appropriate because as he shot it and there was the fireworks, then you saw Thea like crossing the air.
Yes.
And it was like, welcome back, Thea. Firework, firework,
yes.
Firework. That's how I saw it.
It was perfect. Yeah. That's what. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, you're on my team.
I am.
Okay, let's talk about Diggle taking his hood back. What was all of those? What were all those conversations about?
I'm so over it. So remember we talked about this? When we talked about when he first came and I said to you, he really wants to be the Green Arrow.
Yeah.
And he's having issues and like that's going to be an issue amongst the team because he really wants to be the leader and he really wants to be the Green Arrow. And then it dropped off for like 3 or 4 episodes and now it's back. So now he's like, oh, it's been 2 months. I really want to have the hood back. But why? Why should he be the Green Arrow?
I don't know. And he was so upset about having it. You know, he was like didn't want it, and now he wants it.
But he really did want it. He was saying he didn't want it, but he really did want it.
I honestly don't think that they're going to do that again.
Because there's no reason to.
There's no reason to. He's not the Green Arrow.
He's not the Green Arrow.
It was
he never
a subplot.
Was. Yes, and the plot is over.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Do you think that Diggle should be the Green Arrow?
Diggle is annoying me. Jamie says they talked about the Flash on this episode. Yes, they did. Because the Flash is awesome.
Yeah, when in the hospital. The Diggle, he said, the Diggle crap is ridiculous. We don't want that. No, we don't want that either at all.
Yeah.
I think we know who the Green Arrow is, and the Green Arrow is the Green Arrow.
Yeah. Black Magic, why does he want to be Green Arrow? I don't know, because he kept saying that he didn't want it.
Yeah, there's something
there's like a power thing going on there.
Yeah, there's something behind it. He wants to be the leader of the team.
Yeah. That's all I have. I thought it was a really great episode. I'm really excited. Like I said, Thea being back as Speedy. I hope we see more of her. Roy, just those Thea and Roy was the best part of the episode for me. It was awesome. I'm glad that new Team Arrow didn't annoy me as much this episode. Dinah was like turning over a new leaf.
Or trying to turn over a new leaf. Yeah.
I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, I agree. I think that this whole episode was definitely about Thea and Roy and just introducing them back to the game.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I have a little teaser that I want to talk to you guys about that I got from screenrant.com. It's going to shake a little things up, but I want to hear your feedback. So I'm going to actually try to read it verbatim for what I wrote. And if I could get that graphic up, that'd be great. So this is all DC comic from screenrant.com. And it says, Green Arrow number 38, writer Benjamin Percy is part of a company-wide initiative where they're reinstating most of the DC comics monthly. And that series started back in 2016. And one of the characters that needed a rebirth was Oliver Queen. So Benjamin Percy has set out to restore the classic elements of the Green Arrow with Green Arrow Rebirth number 1, it's called. And introducing this issue is Oliver Queen teaming up with Dinah, Lance, a.k.a. Black Canary, to take on a group of human traffickers preying on the homeless of Seattle, which is reestablishing the romance that they had first established in 1970. And I know that's way before any of us were probably born, but...
Well,
obviously, yeah. Right, 1970. Nope. But they had a romance back then.
Yeah.
And is it possible that the strife that they have now is because, you know, they have that love-hate relationship? What do you guys think? Do you think Dinah and Oliver will ever get together, even though I know that he's married and happy now?
No. Well, I don't think in this show. I mean, maybe in, like you said, in reboots of different shows, or if they do a film or something. But I don't think in the Arrow... Verse. Show that we're living right now, which is the best show ever. I don't think they're going to get back together. He's happily married. There is too much chemistry with him and Felicity. Laurel is dead. Earth 2 Laurel is a terrible human, and we don't even know if she is
going to be redeemed. But it's not Dinah.
Well, Dinah Laurel. Well, yeah. I don't know. I just don't see it. I think he's going to stay Felicity. Only so Cullen Prime says only Felicity dies. I still don't see it, even after if Felicity dies.
Ivan says, Oliver and Dinah, hell yes.
What?
See? So, I don't know, guys. Anything is possible. I think that if they go off the comic books and this is indeed true for the rebirth, then they can shake it up. And you know with Arrow, they shake it up all the time.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen in the subplot to the subplot. Like, how long did we wait for Oliver and Felicity to finally get married? That exactly. Just happened.
Yeah, it took a long time.
That just happened. We've been watching this for years.
Black Magic says they already dealt with the Felicity drama. No more. It's not drama. First of all, it's love.
I agree.
It is true love, and it's not drama. No, I get it. I agree, and I think that they're finally settled into that plot line of Ollie and Felicity being in love. And even tonight in the episode, he was like, you know, he was telling Speedy, "You should have the happiness that Felicity gives me." And that's really important to me, and that's what you should get. And, you know, I think he is finally, truly, really happy with his wife and his life and all that.
I agree.
And he shouldn't give up that Green Arrow or that hood.
Ever. And speaking of happiness, we want to give a shout out to our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos. She has a podcast that drops every Friday on iTunes. It's called Conversations with Maria. Features celebrity and influencer interviews. They talk about relationships, finance, health, wellness, your career. And, you know, she has really been an inspiration for us as hosts.
Yeah.
She's given us the platform and the ability to use our creative juices here at AfterBuzz TV. So why don't you guys let Maria be the big sister you never had? Go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria for free. Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. So if you just search it on iTunes, you will be able to find it, and you guys will not be disappointed.
Maria is awesome, and anything she does is really good, and she's such a great interviewer. She has such a great aura when she talks to people, and she gets people to really open up. So I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Speaking of Maria, it's also International Women's Day.
Correct.
Not just national. All over the world, we're celebrating women today. I'm wearing my Wonder Woman shirt also in honor of Matt Mara, who's not here. Double T's, two double R's, as he says. He's not here. He loves Wonder Woman. I wear my Wonder Woman shirt. So, yeah, it's International Women's Day. So I wanted to talk about the women of Arrow. As you see on your screen, we have some of our favorite Arrow women. There's Thea Queen, Felicity, Nyssa. I mean, Dinah is, you know, she's getting back up there. And, of course, Laurel Lance. So who are some of your favorite women of Arrow?
I mean, I love Thea. I think that I've been team Thea from day one. I do love Felicity as well, because that's the geeky, nerdy side of me.
Right.
Tech gadget side of me. So yeah. Those probably going to be my top two, for sure.
Definitely Thea has been my love since day one. And then the love of Felicity and Ollie makes me so happy. And you got to shout out Nyssa. You know, we're going to see her next week again, because they, we got to talk about that. The League of Assassins is back. We saw her in the end of this episode when, you know, that assassin is looking into the window at the end of the episode. And she says, "Master, we have the daughter of Ra's al Ghul," whatever. So we're definitely going to see Nyssa back. So I think it's appropriate to talk about her on National Women's Day.
Let's do it.
And she's just so cool. And I think that she's, I don't know if she ever got divorced from Ollie, but she was definitely married to him for a while.
Yep.
And then the two at the bottom, the canaries, I just, you know, you gotta throw some love for them too. I think that they're not on the top of my list, obviously, but they're badass women. They're strong women. They can fight and they have, you know, their own thoughts, their own opinions. And I think they're great assets to the show.
I think that they've brought a lot to the show. And I agree with you. I feel like a lot of their battle scenes has been like strong women battle scenes that you can stand up for yourself. So I think that definitely shout outs to them.
Yeah. So just shout out to all the women watching our show too. International Women's Day, I think, is really important because, you know, we're strong and we're awesome. And so shout out to
And it's always good to support
her.
Each other in whatever we do. Yeah. I think that that's really important, too, which sometimes doesn't happen. So what a great day to celebrate just being strong and being beautiful and being a woman.
Nate says, no love for Sarah. I didn't do all the women, obviously. There's only five up there. And Sarah was awesome, but she has her own show. She's only the, what's that show?
What are we talking about?
The other show that Sarah's on. Oh my gosh, I'm blanking.
League of Assassins?
No. Whatever. Anyways, Sarah has her own show right now. And so I just wanted to talk. Yeah, you know, whatever. I think they're all awesome women. And I didn't do all of them, obviously. Legends of Tomorrow. Thank you. Why was I blanking on that? Okay. Anyways, what do you think we should jump in? Should we jump into some predictions?
Well, why don't we just wrap up with the female League of Assassins, and then do predictions.
Sure, let's go.
So we see Thea and Roy, and they're finally like getting back together, and they're kissing. And then outside the window, you see this female League of Assassins who is basically like, "Hey, we found her. We've located the heir to Rhea's Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
So that's opening up a whole other subplot, which I think is going to be really fascinating.
Yeah.
And I also think that leading into predictions, this is a prediction right here.
Yeah.
Can we do our prediction? Because this is going to lead to predictions.
Let's do it.
And now, you're AfterBuzz TV.
Predictions. All right, so before you do yours, let us know what your predictions are in the chat, and then we'll say ours, and then we'll look at yours and see what your predictions are, but go.
Part of this is I think that this is how Thea actually ends up leaving the show, is that she really is the heir, and she will no longer be on Arrow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. I think we already went down that road, and she is the heir. I mean, we know that. But I don't think she wants to play that game anymore.
I mean, we never know. I don't know. She was in a coma for a while. She's found her love. Now it might just be about the money and living happily ever after.
Okay. All right. Well, so my prediction, I guess, is also going to be tied to the League of Assassins. Nyssa is back. And I think I don't know what she wants to do with the team. But she is back with a vengeance. Also, I saw that. What was her name? That there was going to be the girl from Batman. What was her name? I'm having so many brain farts today. Hold on. Well, whatever. Nyssa is back. I think she's going to have something to do with, you know, I don't know, kidnapping someone, taking someone back to, with her. I don't know. I don't know. What are your predictions, you guys?
There's a lot of them in there. They're going really super fast, but all League members are all creepers.
They were creeping in a little bit on Thea there.
Thea going to League of Assassins is also a good way to protect Roy.
Ooh.
Good thought, Nate. That's a good thought.
My prediction is Richard Dragon won't be captured or killed by the end of the season. I don't think so either, Colin. I think that he's kind of, unfortunately, going to stick around for a while. I saw an earlier prediction that Laurel Lance, Earth 2 Laurel Lance, is going to be dead by the end of this season. And I think that is definitely a possibility, too.
Yep.
That Laurel Lance is going to kick the bucket, as you might say. I don't know.
So much. There's so many twists.
So many twists.
So many twists and turns. We just never know.
We never know. You guys, that was such a fun show. That was such a good episode.
Uh-huh. We loved it.
I feel like we touched on everything. I hope that, you know, we see Roy and Thea again in a little bit next episode.
We definitely will. We saw a little bit of the preview at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So we definitely will.
Yeah. And, you know, let us know in the chat. I'll keep talking in the chat. We'll keep talking in the comments on the videos. And we'll keep in touch. If you guys want to talk to me, I'm Olivia Di Bartoli on Twitter and on Instagram. And I'll keep chatting with you guys about all things Arrow.
I love hearing from you guys. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram, all across social media, as Linda Is So Girly. Let's keep the conversation flowing, and we'll see you guys next week.
We'll see you guys next time.
Happy International Women's Day.
Yay. Bye, you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.